Isaiah chapter 3. For behold, the sovereign Yah of hosts does take away from Jerusalem and from Yehuda the stay and the staff, the whole stay of bread and the whole stay of water, the mighty man and the man of war, the judge and the prophet and the prudent and the ancient, the captain of 50 and the honorable man and the counselor and the cunning artificer and the eloquent orator. And I will give children to be their princes, and babes will rule over them. And the people will be oppressed, every one by another, and every one by his neighbor. The child will behave himself proudly against the ancient, and the base will behave himself proudly against the honorable. When a man shall take hold of his brother of the house of his father, saying, "You have clothing, you be our ruler, and let this ruin be under your hand," in that day will he swear, saying, "I will not be a healer. For in my house is neither bread nor clothing. Do not make me a ruler of the people." For Jerusalem is ruined, and Yehuda has fallen, because their tongue and their doings are against Yahweh, to provoke his honorable presence. The show of their countenance does witness against them, and they declare their sin like Sodom, and they do not hide it. Woe to their soul, because they've rewarded evil to themselves. Say to the righteous that it will be well, for they will eat the fruit of their doings. Woe to the wicked, for it will be ill, for the reward of his hands will be given to him. My people, my children, are their... For as for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, they who lead you cause you to err, and they destroy the way of your paths. Yahweh stands up to plead, and stands to judge the people. Yahweh will enter into judgment with the ancients of his people, and the princes of it. For you have eaten up the vineyard, the spoil of the poor is in your houses. What do you mean that you beat my people to pieces and grind the faces of the poor, says sovereign Yahweh of hosts? Moreover, Yahweh said, because the daughters of Zion are haughty, and walk with stretched forth necks and wanton eyes, and walking and mincing as they go, and making a tinkling with their feet, for this reason Yahweh will smite with a scab the crown of the head of the daughters of Zion, and Yahweh will discover their secret parts. In that day, Yahweh will take away the bravery of their tinkling ornaments around their feet, and their caps, and their round tires like the moon, the chains, and the bracelets, and the mufflers, the bonnets, and the ornaments of the legs, and the headbands, and the tablets, and the earrings, the rings and nose jewels, the changeable suits of apparel, and the mantles, and the robes, and the crisping pins, the glasses, and the fine linen, and the hoods, and the veils. And it will come to pass that instead of the sweet smell, there will be stink, and instead of a girdle, a tear, and instead of well-set hair, baldness, and instead of a stomacher, a girding of sackcloth, and burning instead of beauty. Your men will fall by the sword, and your mighty will fall in the war, and her gates will lament and mourn, and she, being desolate, will sit upon the ground. End of chapter.